Owners of red tagged homes in Rio Del have been receiving utility bills for flat rate sewer charges, despite not having any running water to the home since the December 20th earthquake and New Year's Day aftershock. 45 homes were red tagged, which means they are unsafe to occupy and the residents had to relocate. The City Council took up the issue at their March 21st regular meeting after hearing numerous complaints and requests for relief from the impacted residents. The Council agreed unanimously to provide a waiver for the sewer bill for up to 6 months from the date of the earthquakes, or June 30th, 2023. The waiver will be retroactive, meaning any sewer bills paid already for that time frame will be reimbursed to the ratepayer. There is a form that needs to be completed and submitted to the city in order to get that waiver applied. The sewer bill adjustment claim form is available at Rio Del City Hall or online at theriodeltimes.com. The council discussed the possibility of some homes remaining red tagged at the end of those 6 months and still in need of assistance. The council can decide to look at some type of an extension as they're getting closer to that June 30th end date for the waiver. However, City Manager Kyle Knopp emphasized the financial impact to the city in light of the roughly $25 million in needed city infrastructure repairs that's been identified so far.
We're adding a new kind of administrative system here that, you know, we just went through a rate study and analysis to set up the rates, which includes all of these the empty lots and so forth. So setting up a planned obsolescence of the relief program is necessary to ease the administrative burden onto staff to do that, to contain the costs, and it certainly is in the council's purview. But I'd like to remind the council that the next item that we're going to be discussing, we're talking about $25 million worth of infrastructure damage, most of it related to the wastewater system. And it is not in the best interests of the community as a whole to be deviating from the original rate structure plan, you know, too much. And so that's the consideration here. And we certainly, feel for the people who have these issues, but there are some options on the table, like, you know, calling the 268-2500 number to get in line for some services for repairs to the building, including water and sewer to the structure, to reduce the red tags so that we can get people back into their homes.
The list of projects the city has submitted to the California Office of Emergency Services outlines the devastation to city infrastructure and the estimated cost of repairs, including $1 million to repair the Metropolitan Wells, which is the city's backup source of water, $1.6 million to replace the Painter Street water holding tank, which was damaged beyond repair, $6 million to repair the contact basin in the water treatment facility, $5.8 million to repair the damaged water lines that run under Highway 101, which bisects the town. Over $10 million to repair the damaged sewer lines that also run under Highway 101. And much more. The city will be submitting all of the project claims to CalOES in order to get at least 75% of the costs covered by the state. It is abundantly clear that the repair and rebuilding of Rio Del will take a considerable amount of time and costs are likely to go higher as the city continues to evaluate the infrastructure. Also notable, since the earthquakes hit, there have been at least 6 wastewater overflows from the city into the Eel River during large storm events and heavy rainfall. The next meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be Tuesday, April 4th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall and online. The full City Council agenda packet that includes the CalOES project list and more is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD News.